Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Hi, Boomer and Geo, coming to you live from the Bill Ford Tough Studio on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. Open up this morning talking about another Yankees win and then the drama that shouldn't have been with Nestor Cortez and how someone went through and combed through his entire Twitter account to try to find something controversial to tear down a guy who's having a great season and is an awesome story and goes back to when he's a teenager 10 years ago while he's in high school tweeting out rap lyrics to try to put it out there to ruin his life, which is just unbelievable that there are people out there that try to do that. Now, I don't know who is trying to do that, how old they are. You know, they're probably a fan of a rival team and then looking, oh, let me go through Nestor Cortez's Twitter account and see if he said anything bad over the years. Let me just search every curse word in the world and every racial slur and see if I can find something to nail him on to ruin his life. But he handled it well, and the Yankees are rolling, and they're one of the best stories in baseball right now. Both the New York teams are two of the best stories in baseball as we sit here on May 17th. Now, if you remember, we said that we were going to have a day, and I think we had to move it up because we're off. But I believe it is the Thursday, June 9th, we are going to reassess these two teams and where they're at because we decided at that point we will know who they are on June 9th. That's who we're going to know who these teams are. And I think at that point, well, let's hope both of them are still playing really, really well. But, I mean, as it stands right now, I mean, we are in for a fun summer and hopefully a really special fall with the two of them because they're really, I mean, the Mets a little bit of a crack here or there that you might be concerned about, but nothing totally jarring. And by the way, more MRIs for Jacob deGrom, which I can't even keep up with anymore, as he's going to have another one. But well, I'm assuming he'll be back at some point.
Wait till he opts out of his contract.
Well, he's got to come back and pitch first, doesn't he?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, I know.
He's not going to opt out if he doesn't pitch again.
You know, Steve Cohen will pay him because they love him, and you know, but he's unreliable. He's been unreliable for 3 years now, even more than that. So it's frustrating for sure because he's one of the best players in baseball at his respective position. But maybe once he gets through all of this, they talk about tweaking his delivery and looking at all this other stuff. And, you know, nobody has sung his praises more than I have. But again, you know, you got to look at the amount of injuries that the Mets have had over the years within their pitching staff is like mind-boggling.
Oh, yeah, sure.
It's mind-boggling.
Jacob deGrom, Noah Syndergaard, Matt Harvey, just on and on and on.
Yeah, on and on and on. It's every single one of them. And so I just hope that Max Scherzer doesn't get hit by the bug, or Chris Bassett gets hit by the bug, or you know Carlos Carrasco gets hit by the bug. He got hit by the bug last year.
Yeah,
but I just think that I know that Steve Cohen will use all of his resources to keep the team competitive, much like the Yankees have done over the years, and then hopefully all these guys come back and they're healthy, and somehow they find somebody in this lineup that is going to be added, that's going to add substantial power to the lineup and is going to be a run producer. I thought that's what Escobar was supposed to be, and he got off to a reasonably good start, and obviously Canna got off to a really good start. But, you know, Escobar is completely slowed down. J.D. Davis is basically doing nothing at this point.
I mean, Dom Smith. Yeah, same
I mean,
thing.
There's a lot of guys that need to start picking it up. The good news is that they won the early part of the season that gave them this cushion. And now they got to, and this is where the manager comes in. This is where the manager's got to start, you know, trying to manufacture wins with some of his decisions, his bullpen usage, whether or not it's a hit and run, whether or not we're sacrificing, all those things like that. That's what you're paying Buck Showalter for, and also make sure that when everybody gets to the stadium today, that they're going to be on edge, because against the Cardinals, we know what happened the last time these two teams played. You have now have a doubleheader today, and it's unlikely either team's going to sweep. But if you are Buck Showalter, this is where you have to manufacture some sort of win, especially we don't really have a starting pitcher.
Yeah, I mean, it's funny because that's Al's opinion too on the doubleheaders. It's a big warm-up show theme. Is that Al believes that all doubleheaders are splits, and then Jerry looked it up, and it's basically 50-50, essentially, in the history of baseball, that 50% of them, I think it's like 51% are splits and 49% are sweeps.
I think given the fact of where the New York Met pitching staff is right now, I'd take a split and be happy with it.
You think there's going to be some retaliation from the last two times that the last time these two teams got together? With the Nolan Arenado stuff and the half brawl and the stumpy clappy and all those things that went on.
Stubby clap.
You think we're going to see anything? Because I don't. I mean, I feel like it's over.
If I were Pete Alonso, I'd go up and I'd look it down at Stubby Clap and say, hey, you want a piece of me today? Let's go.
Yeah, that'd be great if he just ran into the dugout and just started beating on Stumpy.
Stubby.
Take this, Stubby. Yeah, that'd be awesome. He just hopped over the dugout railing and started stomping on the Stubster.
Stubster. I think it's interesting. Who do you start in the first game? Do you start your legitimate starter, or do you wait until game two to start the legitimate starter?
I don't know. Did they make their decisions?
I don't know if they did or not.
Let's see. If they did. Of course, let's see, Tuesday, we'll go to MLB.com and see what they have up there. You know what I want? You know, just put in, start any old schlub, hit the guy, start off the day, and then away you go. Let's see, preview of Mets.
Hit the guy.
Yeah, lead off the game, send you a message, get Stubby out there, kick him in the head, and then, let's see, we got a couple TBDs still.
See, that's what I'm saying. Like, I don't know who's starting for the Mets.
Yeah, I don't know either. I mean, I have no idea. Let's see. Do they have anything for this? No, they got nothing.
Is a single admission doubleheader, right?
It is. Yep.
Well, that's good.
Yeah, I suppose so. I don't know.
As long as your team doesn't get blown out in one of these games.
Yeah, I know. I don't know how any of it works anymore with the tickets. I think, so if you had a ticket last night, you get a digital rain check or something because there's no, you know, tickets anymore, and then you could use that for another game, and if you want to use it for today, you could, but it's just, this is, if you had tickets for tonight's game, you get two games for the price of one. So you are lucky if you had a ticket for tonight's game against the Cardinals.
And then for the Yankees, you got Jameson Taillon going against the Orioles.
Who's been spectacular, and he needs to, I mean, just never lose a game to the Orioles the rest of the year. How many games have they played against them already, do we know? Off the top of our heads, I guess
it's probably like, I'm thinking it's like eight.
Yeah, it's like, yeah, eight or nine, or maybe when they're done with the series, it'll be 10.
Yeah.
Just win the rest of them. What'd you lose? You lost two to them already? Go 17.
Yes, early on in the season, they lost two out of three, yes.
Go 17-2 again against the Orioles and just bury them. I mean, there's so many bad teams in Major League Baseball. It's unbelievable.
The Yankees are minus 227 going into this game.
Yeah, which is a huge favorite. Absolutely huge. But, I mean, like, how does, like, we went through this whole lockout to try to, allegedly, one of the big things was competitive balance in baseball.
Right.
How did they fix any of that? When you've got teams,
I don't think they did.
They didn't. When you got teams like Oakland who were spending $20-something million on their entire team or whatever it is, $40 million, I guess, in their entire team. You got the Pirates, you got the Reds, you got the Orioles, you got the Royals, you got the, I mean, there's so many bad teams that have absolutely no chance in a 162-game season. I mean, and I know that you're going to get some expanded playoffs, but, you know, which helps, and I think you get more markets involved, but still in baseball with the longest season, to have so many markets just dead in the second month of the season can't be a good thing.
Well, the thing that the players want is they want more money for themselves, And the thing that the owners want is they want to be able to keep more of the revenue. And a guy like Steve Cohen, I think, scares the hell out of a lot of people. I really do. Don't you think some of these owners out there?
Yeah, absolutely. No, without a doubt. By the way, Trevor Williams and Taijuan Walker today just haven't declared which game each one of them is pitching.
Right.
That's from the Mets.
So, so you know, the Orioles are 30th in baseball with their payroll at $45 million.
I thought that the A's were worse, but I guess
the
not.
The A's are $48 million. The Pirates are, I think, $66 million, as I'm saying here.
Okay.
Yep. And then come the Marlins. The Marlins are at $81 million. The Rays, $86 million. Diamondbacks, $86 million. And the Royals, $96 million. So those are the teams that are spending under $100 million on their rosters.
And most of them are bad, and really bad, most of them. But the Rays were in that group, right?
Yeah, so you got the Rays at 86, the Marlins at 81, the Guardians at 67.
Terrible team.
The Pirates at 66.
Terrible.
The Athletics at 48.
Terrible.
And then the Orioles at 45.
And where are the Reds in that mix?
The Reds are at 116.
God, for that slop that they put out
so
there.
So the Reds are above the Mariners.
Wow.
Who just took 2 out of 3 from the $250 million Mets.
I know, which was frustrating. It was definitely frustrating. Let's go to Jack in Rockland County. What's going on, Jack?
Hey, Jay, I heard you talking about the stress at your new dock.
Yes.
If I could give you a tip that's worked for me, airline pilots can't talk in the cockpit under 1,000 feet about anything other than landing the plane, so they're not distracted.
Yeah.
So whenever it's time to dock, it would be the time my wife would get up, grab a beer, move around, and I'd be yelling at her to throw a line or put a fender out, and she'd be talking to her friends. So we've instituted the 500-foot rule, which means within 500 feet of the dock, no moving, no talking, and you can only listen to what the captain says, which is you, and it saves a lot of aggravation and stress.
Yeah, trust me, I know all about this, and this is like 7 years in, Jack, and being out on the water, and finally I finally got through to Gina that she has to sit down and not say anything, and you cannot hold anything against me that I say while I'm docking the boat. Like, because she'll get up and she'll be like, you know, start walking towards me or whatever. And then they're like, well, what do you think we should have for dinner tonight? You want to stop? I'm like, argh! You know, meanwhile, the wind's blowing me and this way and that way. And I'm banging into stuff and there's a prop coming at me and everything else. And I'm like, you just got to sit down. It's like, oh, my God, why are you giving me such an attitude? Because you have no idea what this is like right now. You want me to crash this thing or what?
Yeah. Remember when you came over Fire Island?
Oh, it was a terrible wind day and everything.
Right, yeah. It was really, and you had your mother-in-law on the boat, you had Gina on the boat. Was Sabrina there or no?
I don't think that she came with us.
I don't think she was.
No,
she I don't think she was. And then you had your flunkies there, the batting practice hero, the whole thing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I remember watching you from the land as you were coming in.
Yeah.
And that boat was just like going side to side.
Yeah.
And there you are. And people are moving around. Your mother-in-law's up in the front of the boat. You're like, you can't see. She's in your way.
Oh, God. Yeah. And then they wanted a break. Like, they wanted to, like, stop. And I'm like, you realize, though, it's choppy. If we stop, it's going to be worse.
Because
you're just sitting there. Just vroom, vroom, vroom. So, and then the other part of this, I don't know if you remember this part. So, Joe G's got that very elaborate system in which he lets the boat out into the water on a mooring that he has with a rope.
Yeah.
So he does this whole thing, and it's like he needs like 3 people to do it. 2 guys come down, and they send my boat out on this mooring, and it takes like 15 minutes. He's like letting the rope out. Like he was like Vasco da Gama out there, like, you know, with a ship. So then finally he gets the boat all the way out there, and Gina goes, I left my phone on the boat.
Oh, come on.
So then he's like, you're bleeping kidding, right? So I'm like, Joe, don't do this again. Don't pull the boat, and I will swim out there and get it. You don't have to do that. He's like, no, I'll do it. So he starts pulling it in. He gets the boat all the way in. Gina goes into her bag and goes, oh, no, I found it. Sorry. I was just like, let's go. Come on, let's go.
No wonder why you were so aggravated when you got to the field.
Yeah, and then I pulled my quad, and then everybody laughed at me, and it was horrible. Yeah, I know.
I think about that day for you, man. What a day.
Yeah, no, it was tough. I mean, that's why I drank so much so quickly when I got there. You're like, you were sucking down those vodka lemonades. I'm like, yes, of course I was. It's like anything to numb the pain.
Boating is supposed to be relaxing. Yeah, it's supposed to be enjoyable. And, you love doing it. You were so aggravated.
When you pile all the people in like that, and you're the person who's responsible and everything else, like, you know, and then you have people on there that don't understand. You know, it seems like it's a little rocky out here, Craig. What's going on? I can't control the wind. Doing the best I can. Anyway.
Hey, okay. By the way.
Yeah.
Going back to the big beer, $18 beer thing.
Yeah.
Wasn't this the thing with Chernoff and somebody's expense report?
Yeah, back in, it was a New Orleans Super Bowl, and that's when you would you'd give him your receipts, and he'd go through them, and then you know that was how the expenses were done. And he came running into the newsroom with the receipt, and he goes, "Who got the big ass beer? You couldn't get the regular beer. You had to get the big ass beer." It was one of the funniest moments ever. Yeah.
How big was the big ass beer down in New Orleans?
I don't know. 36
ounces.
Like
a big
ounces,
gulp was like a 32 ouncer?
Probably something like that, yeah.
Who got the big ass beer? No, stop that. You couldn't get the regular beer. You had to get the big ass beer.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Alrighty, Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. What is that commercial that plays? It's like looking for a great new morning show.
Yeah, what is that?
What? I'm like, what?
On our station?
Yeah, they could just play it again. Yeah, it's like
during this morning show.
Yeah, during this morning. It's not a radio show, but it's a TV show.
News Nation.
Oh, we're a TV show. Aren't we?
Also a TV show, yeah.
But News Nation stole Al and I's our idea.
No 80s rocker?
The No News, the No Nonsense News Network. That's what they claim to be.
Oh, okay.
They just don't use that phrase.
Yeah.
They don't pick sides, just the news.
But it's like, yeah, looking for a great morning show? Come over here. And we're just playing the commercial.
Okay. I mean, you know,
it's N to the fourth power. No Nonsense News Network with
four.
Jerry Recker.
June 12th of 2020, by the way.
Oh, really?
What's that? That's when that clip, what that clip is from.
We were all home in a weird time. Yeah. I mean, but anyway, so yeah, don't listen to that commercial. keep us on. You found your great morning show. It's right here on The Fan and CBS Sports Network. All right, Jerry is here. He's got another update. He's got moment of the day, and we're going to hear it starting right now.
Powered by Superbook, now open with better odds and favorable prices. We are also brought to you by Wallhour Paint, Hardware, and Design. Visit shop.wallhour.com. Yankees keep rolling right along, a league best 26-9.
0-1 is hit in the air down the right field line, a long run for Santander, and it is a home run. Wow! He hit one right down the line, and it just got over the high wall near the pole. Well, that is really something. A three-run home run for Trevino, and the Yankees take a 4-0 lead.
What's so funny,
it's kind of like a Little League park.
Am I on the air?
Yeah, well, I get your point, especially the right field where the ball flies out. It's amazing watching that highlight and a lot of them. Where are the and that's a silly question. They are outnumbered in that stadium.
Oh, of course.
It's unreal.
I mean, they've killed a fan base out there.
You know
that was one of the...
Murdered a fan base.
That was one of the new stadiums.
Yeah.
That was a retro design.
Early 90s.
Awesome. And, man, they made a lot of money off of that stadium. And now that franchise is a disaster.
Yeah, it's too bad, too. Because, I mean, it's not just like some... No name, no feel franchise. I mean, they had a lot of history, great players. I mean, they won championships.
Wasn't that long ago that they were good with Buck?
Yeah, I mean, you know, they were exactly. I mean, but even prior to that, Cal Ripken Jr., it just was a great place.
Oh, come
I
on,
mean,
Brooks Robinson.
Yeah, I know, 100%.
I mean, it goes on and on and on. This, you know, between the late 60s, early 70s. Yeah. I mean, yeah. You know what? Honestly, if there were a franchise that needs to be sold, it's that franchise. I think it's Peter Angelos. Isn't he the guy that owns it?
Is he still? Yeah, that name sounds familiar. Yeah,
it's the Angelos family. I think he's still alive. I believe.
Let's check.
He's running that damn franchise in the ground,
Peter.
That franchise should be like a shining beacon of like happiness for the city of Baltimore. Something they should be proud of. I know they're proud of the Ravens, but man.
It is amazing too when you think about pro athletes, and you're clearly not in this category, but. You know, you have this career of 4, 3, 2, 9, 10, however many years. A guy like Chris Davis, who made a fortune.
Yeah.
And then just kind of disappeared. I don't think he's still on the roster. I'd have to look.
No.
Right. So yeah. You look at someone like that where his career and his daily living was going to the ballpark, playing ball, going home, repeat the next day. And then all of a sudden, one day, it just stops.
Yeah.
And then what happens?
But the money doesn't stop. Money kept coming. He signed a huge contract with the Orioles, and right after he signed that contract,
he got in the toilet.
Injuries, yes. And you know, all sorts of things started to happen to him. You know, and then a budding career just absolutely fizzled.
Correct.
Fizzled.
And you go from being a very important person in the eyes of the public to just being
a very rich person in private.
Yeah.
Peter Angelos, still alive, 92 years old.
Yeah. You know, I don't know what the financial ramifications or what kind of state he's in or any of that stuff, but this franchise needs, there's got to be somebody from Baltimore that has money that can buy this franchise and, you know, and do something with it.
And Clint Eastwood is 92 as well.
Oh, is he?
I mean, that stadium was an awesome stadium.
It still is a very nice stadium. I know they want.
I know
new
the
one.
State of Maryland put a lot of money aside for stadium improvements for both the Ravens, the Orioles, and believe it or not, yes, the Guardians. Or Commanders, I should
Guardians.
Say.
No, I was going. Oh, yeah, oh. Right. Confused me for a moment there.
What?
I got to get used to the Guardians, Commanders, the whole thing. I mean, it's just, it's all.
Just call them the commies. It's fine.
All right.
Remember it that way.
Yankees wound up winning 6-2. Home runs late by Josh Donaldson and Anthony Rizzo. Here's Aaron Boone, that home run we just played by Trevino. He did not think it was going to clear the wall.
The way Santander was running after it, I was just kind of hoping, I was body language and hoping it landed in fair territory potentially, and then all of a sudden it's off the foul pole for a three-run homer, so that was obviously huge at the time.
It sure was. Here was Josh Donaldson, impressed by one Gleyber Torres in this game. Now, you're not going to see a lot in the box score in terms of home runs, RBIs, anything like that, but he did a little bit of everything.
I've seen him really doing a good job of being ready for every pitch and ready to make a play, and his at-bats have been great. Defensively, he's been great, and that's what we need.
Yep, that double play in the first inning certainly set the tone. Here's Luis Severino, wound up going 6, striking out 7.
There were a couple at-bats out there that I threw a pretty good breaking ball, said they were not swinging, and it was like two strikes they were looking for Sal, so my plan after that was attacking them with a fastball, and you know, it worked.
Yankees 26-9, Jameson Taillon the start later tonight.
17 games over 500.
Yeah, already. And by the way, only because you hear that, that's a big number. 5.5 games, you could make the case that that would be a bigger lead.
Sure.
But yes, they are 17
games. Their second half schedule is going to get a lot tougher.
No doubt. Mets and Cardinals did not play. They did, the fan account did a very good job. I just saw it when I came in, where Evan was going nuts with the Mets canceling the game yesterday afternoon. Don't understand. And then it did turn out to be a terrible night, and he went to the Citi Field parking lot and took a video of the storm.
Yeah. Well, his car was parked there because he was planning on going to the game. So he already parked there, and then he took the train back over and then sat there and took the video.
Oh, what a pain in the ass that is.
Yeah, no, I know.
Oh, God.
But the things you do for love, Boomer.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
Well, those are the sacrifices you make.
Where does he live?
White Plains, I want to say?
No, I don't think so. Isn't it where? Isn't he in Westchester now?
I have no idea.
Maybe you're right. I thought he was in Westchester.
But he's up there in Westchester somewhere. So I guess he drove down, parked in the Citi Field parking lot, got out of the parking lot, walked to the train, took the train downtown.
He's a big train
guy. I guess it's probably the fastest
way to
get back to Citi. No, I think it's actually pretty smart when you think about it, because it's the fastest way to get back to Citi Field after his show is
over. They say the train time is your own time.
Yeah, okay.
What is that?
Train time is your own time.
With your head on a swivel.
Well, I didn't say your head shouldn't be on a swivel. Speaking about head being on, well, you got the Mets today, doubleheader, fine, 310 on WCBS 880. I'm going to play for you. This is a Major League Baseball team, and these things still happen probably on a nightly basis. This is the Marlins and the Nationals last night. They're playing in Miami. The Nationals stink. The Marlins have not played badly. Bases loaded. Ground ball hit to short. Seems pretty routine, right? Not if you're the Nationals these days.
One ball, one strike to Soler. Smashed past DeStrange Gordon and into left field. Here comes Jazz, and he gets in. Two more in to score. Runners are going to move up on the throw. That now gets into center field. In comes Aguilar and the third base, Soler. And the Marlins get three on a ground ball to short.
The best part, that's Bally Sports. The center fielder diving for the ball. Otherwise, he'd come around to score two. Jazz.
Oh, wow. Man, I'll tell you what. So, DeStrange Gordon used to be D. Gordon, right?
Yes, the same.
Yeah,
yes,
that whole thing is strange at shortstop now. He was terrible against the Mets.
Yeah, and you were saying about who was involved in this?
I'm trying to think. Hold on.
Yeah.
Hello?
Chisholm.
There you go. Good job.
No, isn't it Chaz?
Chaz Chisholm.
No.
Chaz Chisholm. Boy.
I almost got into a Brad Heller moment there. Yeah.
Chaz Chisholm Jr.
No.
Oh, God.
Well, because it seems like his name should be Jazz. Because Chaz. No,
no,
it is.
Like Chaz.
It is Chaz.
No, it's Jazz.
Chaz Chisholm Jr.
Right. You're still screwing this up after all of this?
Yeah. Chisholm. What the hell's the difference? I'm trying to figure it out.
Yeah.
There's a big
yeah.
difference.
Well, because people are used to saying Chaz, and they're used to saying.
Right.
the other word.
But Jazz makes sense, too. I don't know.
So it was like the guy's name being Jazz Chisholm sounds more awkward than Chaz Chisholm.
Yes, I agree with
Chaz
that.
Jazz Chisholm. Boy.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, he got tripped up over that. He was in the web of Chisholm right there.
Tough name to say.
Oh, my God.
That was pretty funny. What else? We got the NFL meeting with Deshaun Watson this week. Hopefully, we'll have some clarity on that situation soon. Because as Boomer pointed out a little while ago, crazy to think, training camp's open, what'd you say, 8 weeks, essentially?
Yeah, about 8 weeks, yeah.
That is unbelievable. So, yes. And I thought we were done with the four. I know we're not playing four preseason games. I thought that we were only doing two. Are those two preseason games and 17 regular season games?
No, they took away one preseason game and added it to the regular season.
There weren't two last year? There were three?
Yeah, it was three.
Oh, yep. All right. So three again this year. All right, a couple more from Kyrie Irving here. We'll be done with this. Let's see here. Where do I want to go? This is a long one. First, I want to play Kyrie talking about being lost as a person, essentially, after he won the championship with the Cleveland Cavaliers.
Feeling on top of that mountain, man, after a while, I just felt like I didn't really know who I was.
And that's where he decided he wanted a trade because he wanted to find himself. And I heard you talking about the whole China thing, too. He was there on a shoe tour, Boomer.
Yeah.
That's what it was.
Didn't Nike also end his in their relationship with them?
Interesting you say that, because a big part of this I Am Athlete podcast, not a big part, but probably 5 minutes, they talked about how well his brand does, and it's not just sneaker sales. He does more with it. And then, yeah, I saw the report yesterday that they're close to ending their relationship for whatever reason. I don't know if it's going to happen or it happened already. But yes, and this thing just came out, this podcast just came out yesterday, so the timing was very interesting.
But I thought I read last week that Nike was ending their relationship with him.
I don't think because they have yet,
because
like
of
it.
The uncertainties around him.
It could be. Very well could be. So more on him in just a moment. NBA Eastern Conference Finals, Game 1 tonight, Celtics, Heat, and Miami. Here's Jimmy Butler. He knows this thing is going to be a grind.
Both teams pride themselves on that end of the floor and getting stops. And then you got both teams that can put the ball in the basket as well. They've been playing us and them, playing great offense and defense all year long. I think this is going to be really fun and really interesting.
Well, we get it going tonight. The NBA draft lottery tonight as well. The Knicks have a 2% chance of landing that top overall pick. Warriors and Mavericks will begin their playoff series, their conference finals tomorrow night. You had, what else? You got the NHL tonight with the Lightning and the Panthers, Avalanche and Blues as well. Rangers get started with the Hurricanes tomorrow. And Lane Lambert, as most did predict, is the new head coach of the New York Islanders. Time now for Moment of the Day, which is brought to you by Casamigos Tequila. Casamigos Tequila brought to you by those who drink it.
Moment of the Day!
All right, so all morning long, we have played these clips from Kyrie Irving. If you go back to the 6:30 report. This is from the I Am Athlete podcast. We were talking about how we know Irving is a very, very deep thinker. Now, this is very serious. This is when he is looking for who he is as a human being, I think is probably the best way to say it.
For me personally, I went back to my tribe in South Dakota, reclaiming my identity, reclaiming my power, reclaiming my tribal relationships, my communal relationships, and I got my name. Ela.
Is he saying that he's an American?
Boomer, I'm confused. I got to be honest. I've watched this. I'm listening to it.
We're excited for next year with KD and Ela. See if we can get some guys around Ela and KD and go to work next year. With the 2022 Knicks. I'm happy to announce that we have just signed Ayla to a 10-year, $6 billion contract extension. Ayla, if you'd like to come up and have a few words.
I think that's the first time you've done a voice, and I can hear you laughing through the voice from the stupidity of what we just played.
Yeah.
So there you go, moment of the day.
Yeah, but Boomer asked a question in the middle of that because I was laughing, thinking of Sean Marks saying Ayla. But he did ask a question. Is Kyrie claiming to be a Native American or an indigenous person? Is that what he's saying? Or he...
Still confused by
You
that.
Still don't know. All right, I'm asking you these questions like you know. I'm sorry.
I mean, I went through an hour and 10 minutes of it. There was so much there. I really got a little confused in that part.
Okay.
I know his mom at one point went back to North Dakota before she passed away.
Okay.
I don't know.
No, I'm just curious.
Well, maybe she is.
Yeah, I'm just curious.
I'm not sure.
Jerry?
Yeah.
You're Sean Marks, and you've listened to Kyrie now for the last 3 weeks because he's been out there talking. Are you giving him a contract extension?
I'm going to talk to Kevin Durant first.
Oh, why? Is he running the team, or are you
yes.
running
essentially, yeah.
yeah, of course. Yeah,
pretty much, yes.
Of course he is.
He's the most important person in that franchise right now.
I thought that... What about this Nets culture I keep hearing about?
Kevin Durant is the Nets culture.
I mean, has
and
there ever,
I have committed to him for the next 4 years.
I think yes. the last time they had culture, they had Big John Williamson, the Whopper, Julius Irving. That was
no,
Nets
that's
culture.
Nonsense. They had the Jason Whopper. Kidd, Kenyon Martin, Kerry Kittles.
Yeah,
come on now,
right.
stop it. Stop
of course,
it.
Went to finals, man.
Stop it.
They went to the finals
Lucius
twice,
Harris.
They?
Yeah.
Remember him?
They went to the finals twice.
They did.
But then again, I know nothing of the Nets culture. That's
that
what
was
I,
a good
I was wondering
culture.
What Sean Marks was talking about.
Yeah. So I like the Kenny Anderson, Derek Coleman.
Yeah, it's early
Petrovich.
90s. Yeah, sure, yeah. Of course.
You know, I don't know why.
They've had some stretches.
I loved Kenny Anderson. I thought he was awesome.
Oh, he is great. He's terrific.
Yeah.
We've had him on as a guest a number of times. He's great.
Yeah, absolutely.
But the thing is that in regards to Sean Marks...
To answer your question, I would, yes.
All right.
Wow.
You would, wow.
I would, because I do believe if it wasn't for the pandemic, he would have played the entire season this year. I do
believe
that.
Well, that was the pandemic that year.
I know.
What about the next year?
Well, that's the coming up.
When he disappeared on the team, what about that year?
I'm worried about the 2022-23 Nets.
All right. Well, you've had 3 years of an example, and he's...
Not really.
He's left in his wake other teams that have had this same run, and sooner or later, somebody's got to wake up.
Yes, they'll win a championship next year.
Oh, man.
No, they won't.
Look at that. So Jerry's got the Nets winning a championship.
I
Rangers,
said this to you earlier,
Boomer's
though.
Boomer's got the Rangers out in the second round against the Hurricanes. We're making bold statements
here. I
said here
this
on
to you
show.
A month and a half ago.
Now, for somebody that's just listening, I did not say that about the Rangers.
Hurricanes in five.
Sad. Fake news sad, Al Dukes.
I want to bet the Hurricanes to sweep the Rangers now because of how confident you are in the Hurricanes winning.
So just when I come in tomorrow and I steamroll you into the wall, it's
your
fault.
You better
your
get
fault.
A clean bill of health, man. Better get another PCR before you start groping me or whatever you're going to do.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
All right, Boomer and Gio on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. You know, I don't know what's happened to me over the last couple of months. I used to tell you that I couldn't watch shows that were pre-car, meaning that if it was a show in some sort of period piece where someone hopped on a horse and galloped away, it was tough for me to get into those shows.
Are we changing?
No. Well, we're changing even more extreme. Now I can't watch shows with actors anymore. I need a documentary or a reality show or I can't get into it. And I've tried everything. I mean, all the best shows that people recommend. Watched a season and a half of Yellowstone, couldn't do it anymore.
Watched some highly recommended Hulu series started last night that's got Andrew Garfield in it, and everybody's raving about it. Gina goes, oh, we got to watch this. People are raving about this, some murder mystery. Couldn't do it. Within 10 minutes, I was on my phone watching the YouTube golf tip videos. Can't do it. It's for whatever reason, I am out on actors. I don't know. Movies I can't watch anymore. It has to be some sort of reality dating program or a documentary. What is wrong? What has happened to me?
Yeah, I don't know. You just like to see people, like, you know, in screwed up situations, obviously.
Yeah, but I mean, you could see people in screwed up situations that are acting too. But I don't know. Like, it's not always. There's positive things too. Like, you know, in these dating shows, there's positive outcomes and people find love and things.
Yeah,
like
but
that.
It's not even that. I think you are a voyeur of Schadenfreude.
I'm not so sure because I don't know these people. Like, isn't that something where, like, you have to know the person, the Schadenfreude, isn't that, like, you get pleasure
out
of seeing...
You know going in that there are going to be people that are getting screwed over and mad and angry and that there's going to be a lot of...
there'll be some drama
associated with it.
There'll be some drama.
You know, and there's going to be negative drama associated with it, and I think you enjoy that.
Yeah, maybe, I guess. I'm clearly not the only one. Because shows are everywhere, so there's got to be some sort of appeal to the masses.
I'm with Gio as well. I put on, and the worst is when you get fooled on Netflix, you'll see something like, this looks interesting, and I click on it, it goes cast. I'm like, cast?
Yeah. Well, I don't need this.
I love it. I love the movies, and I got invited to the Top Gun premiere. Mm. So.
Oh, you did?
I did, yeah.
Where's that? L.A.?
Magic Johnson Theater up in Harlem.
Really?
Yeah, I have a New York premiere, and I got invited to that. So here's the thing. So when I moved to New York, I bought a house in Manhasset. It was up in an area called Strathmore. It's mm-hmm. beautiful, old country kind of Tudor cottages, that kind of look to the homes, brick, stone, slate roofs, and look like they've been there 100 years, you know, and probably have been. Just a beautiful place. And they had a really unique attic that when I bought the house, I redid the attic because the attic was not finished. And I had this really cool, like, video or TV room. And when Gunner was young and Top Gun first came out, I had a laser disc of Top Gun. And I had the sound system.
Yeah.
And the beginning of that movie with the music and the jet engines and the whole thing, like, he was enamored by it. And much like he's enamored by Star Wars, I mean, Goose and Maverick, and of course Maverick is his favorite, character of all time, and loves the movie. So I told him, I said, "Look, I got invited to the New York premiere. You want to go?" And normally he would say, "I'm in, Dad."
Yeah,
but he had a check with the boss, and just like you do now.
No, of course.
He called me back immediately, said, Darcy said I can go.
All right, good.
So here I am now some, I don't know, 25 years later, taking him back to the premiere of Top Gun.
That is perfect. I mean, that is absolutely perfect. And that's coming up when? Next week?
A couple weeks.
Awesome.
Yeah.
That is great. Speaking of premieres and debuts and stuff, so, you know, we were both invited to that Hard Rock debut, which looked that space looks great, by the way. I want to see it has something to do with it, but you ended up the whole sickness thing, you were out, so we didn't end up going. But so Jess Clark, who's the head of promotions here, she stopped me in the hallway before we didn't know we were going, and she goes, "There's a secret performance, and I can't tell you who it is because I'm afraid that you're gonna blow it on the air." So I'm like, wow, secret performance. I wonder who this is. So I honored. I didn't ask around or anything, you know, and I honored her wishes to not even pry or ask. And then I found out who it was because it was last Thursday. And, wasn't that exciting.
Who was it?
John Legend.
Well, what do you mean?
Him and a piano moaning, not for me.
No, you know what? Come on, man.
I don't need that. No. All of me and all of you.
No, you would have been right up in that. I know you. If you pass the Migos, you've been ready to rock and roll, baby.
Probably a lot of political talk.
Oh, yeah, right, exactly. Yeah. Like,
well, then we could have had political talk back at him.
Yeah, like that would have been... Sure, that would work.
Nobody cares about hockey. Ain't no screw the Ranger button. Talking about hockey is worse than nothing. No more hockey. We are begging, please. You must know what we are thinking. Cause even when they win, you're pitching.
That's great lyrics, yeah. I was thinking, I honestly thought Paul McCartney. That's who I thought.
He's local.
Yeah, and I thought, like, maybe because hard rock and everything else, and I thought, like, you know, I don't know. She knows that I was a Beatles fan. I talked about the Beatles documentary. I was thinking, like, maybe, and I'd be pissed if it was Paul McCartney, because that would
have
been
really
cool.
They should have had Les Zeppelin.
Les Zeppelin. You love Les Zeppelin. Yeah.
I love Les Zeppelin. Come on.
Yes, the lesbian Led Zeppelin cover band that is so tremendous. Yeah. Yep, absolutely. Yeah. Could have been them. But yeah, John Legend. Well, I feel like it's just like, you need to take a nap. That's yeah. No way. Is that Chrissy Teigen back on Twitter, or did she decide to take a walk for good?
I don't know. I think she thinks she's a victim or something. I don't know. Unless you're really a victim. I don't know. Who knows?
Who knows is right.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.